It's time for the Coast to Coast Close-Up. My name is Matt Ryan, joined on the phone right now by Justine Lin. Justine, thanks for your time. How are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you doing, Matt?
I am doing well. Let's talk about your latest song, your new tune, Everybody's Talking. I've been listening to this one, love this song. Can you tell us a little bit about this one and kind of how it came to be written?
Yeah, absolutely. So this one was actually written by a couple of incredible songwriters, Malin Merlot, Emily, and Bobby Campbell. And
yeah.
When I first heard this song, those writers are writers that you pay attention to.
Yeah, for
sure. And also, when I heard this song, the lyric just really spoke to me. You know, we live in this social media-driven world where there's a lot of keyboard warriors, and there's a lot of people that are very quick to put judgment out there without having to face anybody anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this song, for those that haven't heard it, this song speaks to exactly that. It just speaks to how, you know, as an artist, you put stuff out there and you know it's going to get critiqued, but sometimes it's just a little bit hard to see and read on your social pages all the time. So this song just brings a bit of light to that and talks about something that's kind of sad, but makes it upbeat and fun and gives it a bit of a summer feel for what we're all going through in this social media world.
Yeah, for sure. And I find it kind of cool and fascinating kind of how to hear how songs come to be. And so when you get a song, like obviously when you're writing or co-writing a song, it means a lot to you. And it's kind
yep.
of a story you're telling. But when
yep.
a song gets pitched to you,
yeah.
do you know pretty quickly that this is a song you want to record? How does that work?
Yeah, instantly. So I'll listen to maybe a verse and a couple seconds of a chorus, and I'm either on, like moving on to the next one, or I'm like, wait,
yeah.
there's something here. Like, you know, pretty quick. And for me, because I am a songwriter, I'm not going to put out a song unless it really connects to me.
Right.
And this one, the first time I heard it, it just, because, you know, I think we could all just be a bit nicer to each other. And
sure,
I think
for sure.
this song kind of speaks to that, you know, just do what you want to do and let the people talk and whatever they want to say is fine. But just keep making art and keep being you and keep having fun out there. So
I love it. Very cool. Again, joined right now by Justine Lin. Justine, has music always been a big part of your life? Like, have you always wanted to get to be in music? Like, how did it all start for you?
Yeah, actually, I started vocal lessons when I was very young. I was about 6 years old when I started vocal lessons. And then there's a natural progression there. So you go from, you know, singing Disney hits when you're 6 years old to joining choirs and then musical theater. And then it kind of progressed. And then after high school, I went to post-secondary for jazz and contemporary voice. And then here we are today.
Very cool. Very
so, yeah.
Hey, Disney stands the test of time. That Disney,
right?
you can just sing Disney for. I'm a big Disney fan and with all the music, so I like that you started singing Disney songs. That's very cool.
Disney, I struggle with some of the princess stuff where I'm like the man has to come save the princess. Like the girl
right.
in me is like, oh, I struggle. Like, but
right.
the music never gets old. Like there's nothing like A Whole New World or Hakuna Matata. Like,
there
those
you
songs
go.
Can
you
live on
just
forever.
Mentioned my two favorite Disney songs. That is awesome. Those are the best. I love it.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. Again, joined right now by Justine Lin. So this year, what's kind of this year looking like for you? Are you playing some shows maybe there in BC? What's kind of this year looking like for you?
Yeah, so it's an interesting year because we're all kind of trying to get back out there now. The festivals
Absolutely.
And shows are open up after COVID, so it's this
yeah.
weird mix of being really busy but also like trying to figure it all out again. So
yeah.
we have a couple of festivals and shows happening, and then just hoping to hit the ground running with some new music and hopefully an EP, and then we'll start again with some, like a lot more festivals next year hopefully.
Very cool. Before I let you go, yeah, you mentioned, obviously, the last couple of years, there's been really zero live shows. I mean, the live music, I guess, is still happening. Some were done virtually. I know there was a few artists across Canada would kind of do, like, a drive-in show where
yeah.
fans would be in their vehicle and that kind of thing. But this year is kind of the back to the festivals and everyone kind of in person. And I don't know if you've how many shows you've kind of played live here this year, but what are the emotions like for you kind of getting back playing live? Like, are you nervous? Are you
yeah.
super excited? What are those emotions like for you?
It's a bit of a whirlwind. It's nerve-wracking, but it is exciting. I do music to perform. That's why I
yeah.
do it. I love to be on stage, and I love meeting people, and I love You know, that moment when you're up there and you're seeing the people engage with you, there's nothing quite like that. That's been gone. And so the excitement to get that again is really great and it's really fun. But there's also that, you know, do I still know how to do this after 3 years?
Right. Like, yeah, for sure.
How do I interact with the crowd? I don't really remember.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's really so wonderful to be able to just make art again and connect with people. That's what makes the world go round, in my opinion. So
I love it. I love it. That is cool. And yeah, this year a lot of live shows back, and
yeah.
That's always great to see. Justine, thank you so much for taking some time to chat today. I wish you all the best, and I'm sure we'll catch up again down the road. Thanks again for your time.
Awesome. Thanks so much, man. Have a great day.